Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. The Apostle Peter has declared, "Baptism now saves you, and this promise of salvation is for you and your children." In baptism, God puts his name on us with the water and his word, so that there may be no doubt that we are surely his by all that Christ has won for us through his saving death and resurrection. When we had the baptism, we didn't have a name yet, so I'm going to ask you officially, how is this child named?
Navy Faith Marie
Eichmeyer, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Beloved in the Lord, from ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. And today, Navy will be given 5 sponsors. So we have Molly and Macy over here, and we have Jordan and Lindsay and Jordan. Come on down. So I now ask you, having heard these important responsibilities, is it your intention to serve Navy as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, then answer yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. On April 19th, Navy Faith Marie Eichmeyer was baptized with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, according to Christ's institution and promise. The baptism was administered at Children's Hospital in St. Louis and was performed by myself with several witnesses. And so we have a few of those witnesses up here already. But I'm also going to ask Steve and Katie, who are also there in the room, if you would please stand. And so for those of you who witnessed this baptism, do you attest that this baptism was administered as has been reported? If so, then say, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. You can be seated. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Getting a candle. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. I encourage you to keep that candle in a safe place and light it every year on April 19th to remind Navy of her baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is baptized, they are given a new name. So the name of Christ is placed upon our hearts in baptism. But it's also important to recognize the significance of a person's given name on the day that they are baptized. So we have the name Navy, right? And so when I think of a Navy, obviously I think about a military force that protects people by sea, right, through water. And so on a baptism day, obviously I'm thinking, well, this is how the Holy Spirit works, right? Through baptism, he uses water and his word to protect us. But something else that you've shared with me also is that one of her middle names, Faith, is something that was sort of added toward the end when you were kind of going through all this and trying to figure out, you know, how this is going to work and the surgery that she had to go through and how it all took a lot of faith. And so what a wonderful thing to have as part of your name as well, that not only does she have the strength of a Navy, but also the strength of faith through the work of the Holy Spirit. And what better day to recognize that than on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit is doing his work? I'm going to invite our elder Bob to share a welcome.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Navy, a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And let's welcome Navy with a round of applause. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Navy the new birth in holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Okay, you can return to your seats. And for our baptism hymn, we're going to sing the Navy hymn, okay? So we're going to turn to hymn 717, and we're going to substitute the Navy verses. So stanzas 2 and 3 will be the alternate Navy verses on the top of the second page, okay? 717.